You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Highlights for the weekend. I know yours. You went to one of the games.
Yeah, speaking of the games, my God. Really, really awesome game on Friday night. Or Saturday night. What night was it?
Saturday night.
Yeah, it was really... It was so fun. My God. It's obviously extremely difficult to get tickets. And, I mean, the owner of the Nuggets owns this radio station, and it's very hard to get tickets even. And on Friday afternoon, one of the muckety mucks here gave me a call and said, hey, would you like to go to the game? I've got two tickets. And I was like, hells yes, I'm going to be dad of the year with my son again, because he's a huge Nuggets fan.
That's cool.
And I guess I should say thank you to Pepsi. Pepsi put together like this double suite thing there at Ball Arena, and they kind of wanted to show it off, and I guess they needed a bunch of people there to kind of schmooze and everything. And I mean, who better person to ask than the biggest sports fan here at Mix 100 than me to go hang out there? Now, I will say the only downside to this was that I did bring my son Reed, and this kid is starting to get a taste of a lifestyle that a lot of people don't get, you know, get going to suites and hanging out. And this one was above and beyond because they really wanted to present this suite well. They had like roasted duck in there and shrimp cocktail and desserts where you can eat the bowl. You know, that's how fancy it was. And he's just living it up, taking pictures and everything. And there was many times I had to tell him, Reed, man, like, this is not normal. Please don't get used to this. Like, we are at some point going to be down and, you know, we'll get regular ticket seats and hang out with the crowd. Like, please don't get used to this. Just don't. Because he's been in the station suite, too, with us. So it's like every time he's been to Ball Arena, you know, thankfully, because of our job, he gets, you know, the suite. And I'm like, man, this is not real life. So, you know, when you're out there in the world,
he's going
to get used to this.
Eventually, he's going to have to hang out with the banana-eating public.
Yes, he really is.
As they're called.
And, so, anyway, I'm gonna milk it as long as I can with these tickets and just impress the hell out of them. But, you know, I will say I met an extremely nice couple in the suite, too, and their lifestyle is awesome. He was some muckety-muck for Albertsons, and she was a muckety-muck for AT&T, and they just travel the United States checking out different sports venues. He was talking about, he's like, oh, yeah, I've been to the All-Star game. I was at the Super Bowl. I was at this. He's like, this was the last arena in Colorado that we hadn't been to. And he's like, yeah, we just travel around and see the teams and see the stadiums. I was like, what a gig. He's like, as long as I got Wi-Fi for my laptop, both of us, we can work from the road. And this is what we do is we just check out Stacey's. They said they wanted to see Joker and LeBron James at the same time. And sure enough, there they were.
Boy, that's great.
I was like, you guys suck.
That's
screw
wonderful.
You.
That's a great lifestyle. You know, that's
really
you better
nice.
Cover Reed's ears with that, too.
Yeah.
He'll be like, yeah, Dad, I just want to travel around and watch all the teams and the suites.
Okay,
and,
well, get a cool job.
Well, that's a funny observation. I wonder if that would be a larger segment for our show at some point for people whose kids have gotten a taste of the good life.
Yeah, and I mean, again, you know, I'm fortunate enough to work, you know, amongst these sports teams and stuff, and like we got a bunch of free T-shirts on Friday here at the station, and I grabbed a couple for him and brought them home, and he's like starting to expect this stuff. The last Mammoth game we went to, I knew the guy that runs the field logistics or whatever down there, and he's like, come on out on the field. So, like, after the game, we were farting around on the field during the Mammoth game, and again, I was like...
You were down on the pitch?
I was like, yeah, this is not for everybody.
That's funny.
Please don't brag to your friends. Please don't.
Well, that's cool. Well,
yeah.
I'm glad you got
weekend.
To go to another
really
fun game,
weekend.
Too.
So. God,
and, you
Dom,
know,
the
was a good
energy
game too.
At playoff games is something unreal.
Yeah.
It's something unreal.
Yeah, you know, and that's true at every sport, too. It's interesting. I've been to football playoff games and basketball and hockey and baseball. I've been to all of them. I've been to baseball World Series. And it is funny how it is palpable just how different everything is. It's still, you know, in basketball, it's still a 48-minute game.
Yeah.
But the energy level for the players and for the fans is
and
through the roof.
And they put more into it with more lasers and light shows. And everybody had the wristband at this one that lit up. So, like, the you know, the different colors within the stands with the wristbands going off. And
I think it's also why, like, I went to the both of the Colorado Rockies have been in the World Series one time, and they got swept. They didn't even win a World Series game. But I went to both of those two games at Coors Field. And I think that's why when your team loses in the postseason, it hurts even more.
Sure,
because it's bad enough when your team loses in the regular season. But in the postseason, I think it's because we're all ramped up just a little bit more and our emotions are even higher. And so that's why the fall is more catastrophic, you know, especially with that World Series. That was just ugly. But yeah, great energy. And you know what?
So fun.
You could be part of that energy tonight if you keep listening to your boys this morning, because we've got a couple of different pairs of tickets. I'll tell you what, quickly, I will tell you that my highlight of the weekend was finding a new restaurant. We had to get in the car and go nearly an hour for an errand on Friday afternoon. And so while we were in a part of the, you know, the state that we hadn't been in before, we sought out a new restaurant. And we found a Spanish tapas restaurant.
Ooh.
And I'm going to tell you, it was out of this world good. I started to send you a photo of what they call their Spanish mac and cheese.
Okay, all right.
Do I have your attention now?
All right. Was there a light show along with that, too?
No, we just sat at the bar. And it was also hilarious because Gretchen was talking about how everyone who worked there, as she described them, were beefcakes. So every employee was a young, like between 20 and 30-year-old Spanish male, ripped,
nice,
wearing the tight white button-up shirt.
So she found this restaurant then for you guys to go to.
She loved it, and she was like, "We will be back."